Well, Gary, I think it's fair to say that your players have left everything out there tonight and just come up slightly short in the end, didn't they?
I thought they were tremendous. I thought, over two games, we've really given Liverpool a real good go. And our supporters have as well. I thought the noise levels today were tremendous. The backing, and even at the death there, everybody, the supporters are still making a racket and show their appreciation. You're right, I think everybody has left everything that they possibly had out on the pitch. They were tremendous, they gave everything, the commitment, the passion, the hard work and effort for the football club tonight has been outstanding, every single one of them.
Rudiger Stead typified that he didn't last the course at Leeds and had half an hour in him tonight.
Well, he wasn't fit this morning, to be fair to him. This morning when he woke up and he went in, he wasn't fit. And then, Dave Fever and the physio department and the medical department worked ever so hard on him, and he felt he could give it a go, and that's the measure of the man, And when he came on, I thought he was excellent. But we've met a goalkeeper in fine form again. He's pulled off a couple of great saves. The one from Marshy's even better because we felt it should have been a penalty when it hit Alan's arm. But to then get down to it is a fantastic save. And we're just disappointed with the manner of the goal that we conceded.
You can take a great deal from this FA Cup run, can't you, the way you've competed with Premier League teams?
Yeah, very much so. And what we've also done is showed that the progress that we've made over the 2 years, in terms of the players that we've brought in, the value that they have added to this football club now, with some of the performances. I thought Adam Henley over the two games against Raheem Sterling has been nothing short of magnificent. And, that's fair play to him.
A lot of positives to come out of tonight's game for you. The fact that you had to have a substitutes bench of such inexperience, does that show just how much your players went for it out there, that they had to use everything they had?
Yeah. It's been well documented about the embargo and the effect that it's had on in terms of being able to bring in loan players. I think we've only got three that we've got in the building, and it's probably just caught up with us a little bit in that sense, because we haven't been able to give one or two a rest when they needed it. That's what we were today. The young lads, they were on the bench, and if not called upon, they would have had a right good go as well. But the example that's been set by the pros, Craig Conway, I can't speak highly enough of him, because he shouldn't have been even out on the pitch, And the work that he's gone into to get fit is nothing short of outstanding. And he's a great credit to himself and a great example for everybody at the club.
And it did look like Baptiste could have come off about 15 minutes earlier than he did and just wanted to stay out there, didn't it?
Yeah, and again, that's a credit to him and his character. He was playing on one leg, but we had to drag him off. We had to bring him off. He didn't want to come off. And that just shows you the types of people that we're bringing into the football club. What we've got to do is use this run and the experience that we've got to really push on, finish the season as strong as we can, have a good summer and see where it takes us.
Do you think you've earned yourself some more plaudits, some more respect from the whole nation after this run?
Well, I certainly think so. I think if, anybody watching over the two games has seen the quality that we've brought into the football club, and the rebuilding process doesn't happen overnight. It's taking time. The first year was all about change. The second year, it's been about growth, and now we've got to finish that and really then regroup again and go again in the summer and see if we can add to it, because you've seen what potential is here.
It's important to say, isn't it? The season's not over.
No.
You've got some important league games to come between now and the end of the season. It might not be a cup semi-final, but you have got some important football matches to play.
Yeah, 100%. I think, there's certainly going to be opportunities for one or two of the young lads, and that they've got a fight to show that they warrant a place in the squad next season as well. So that's an opportunity. And we've just said that in the dressing room. People are going to be watching our players now because of the performances that we've put in against Liverpool and the other Premiership clubs. So there's a hell of a lot left for them to play for, individually and collectively. And we owe our supporters to finish the season as strong as we possibly can. We have six games, capable of winning all six, and then who knows then? It's still not over.
Just lastly, you mentioned that the fans tonight, it's going to take a little bit longer to get off a car park than normal this evening, isn't it? Because this place was absolutely rocking.
Tremendous. Absolutely tremendous. And I can't do it, but personally, I'd like to thank every single one of them. The support that they gave the team, the support that they gave myself and all the staff is phenomenal. They showed the country today what great fans that they are. And to have Ewood rocking like that was a very proud moment for me.